Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Candy wrappers screaming babies. He sits with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the actually full UCB Theater. Thank you very much for filling the place, you guys. But it was only like 6 or 7 empty seats last week and the week before. But it starts to get to you after a while that there's any empty seats, because it's free to get in and it's usually pretty fun. Like 9 times out of 10, I think it's a pretty good time. Like I said, we're at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California, on Tuesday, November 22nd, Two Oceans 11. That was Garfunkel and Oates with the holiday version of the Doug Loves Movies theme song, written, of course, by Chris Hardwick and Mike Firm, Firmman, a.k.a. Hard and Firm. Thanks to everyone who came to the shows I did last weekend at the San Jose Improv. I was on a bunch of different shows. I did one with Graham Elwood. I was on Joe Rogan's show. Sam Tripoli and Joey Diaz were there. Super fun dudes. Super fun times. Please support all of their shit. Speaking of shit, it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Twilight Saga: Breaking Dawn Part 1. Perhaps the first, really. Apparently there's a young lady in the audience. Perhaps the first... We look over there at some big, tough dude.
I watched it instead of football.
It's perhaps the first PG-13 movie to feature a vampire performing a C-section on his mortal wife with his teeth. The number two movie is Happy Feet 2, which does not feature a vampire performing a C-section on his mortal wife with his teeth. So... watch Breaking Dawn Part 1, not Happy Feet Part 2. This has been Watch This, Not That. We've got 6 or 7 entries at this point in the Santa Size Me contest on YouTube. Get your fake trailer onto YouTube and tweet me about it by December 15th, and the winner will get to appear on Doug Loves Movies if you can get yourself to L.A. or if I do a Doug Loves Movies near where the winner lives. If you're like in Antarctica and you have the best Santa Size Me trailer, you start saving up for a trip to LA. Antarctica probably does have a leg up, because they could, you know, just go outside and shoot. And I'd think it was the North Pole. I'm doing four shows at the Punchline in San Francisco, December 27th and 28th, and all four shows will be pretty much completely different because I'm going to try to recreate each of my four albums, one on each show. Call it crazy, call it stupid, but don't call it late for supper. What? All right, my prize bag. The prize bag tonight, as always, or as lately, includes my first CD, Professional Humoredian, is in there. Hurley by Weezer is in there, signed by all four dudes in the band. A Weezer t-shirt, a Weezer poster. You guys have seen it before. WeezerCruise.com. But also contributed to this package tonight, I believe it's a Comedy Bang Bang or Earwolf t-shirt. A CD signed by all, it's called My Dinosaur Life, and it's signed by all members of Motion City Soundtrack, and a Regis Philbin Christmas album, and an I Hate Jimmy Pardo bumper sticker. So that can only mean that it's time to welcome, please welcome, Tony Thaxton, Scott Aukerman, and Jimmy Pardo. Scott had to go. He said he didn't have much time, but I thought he might be able to get in a little more time on the mic than that, but he's out the door.
I heard that intro. I got top billing on that.
You did. That's one way to look at it. I generally build to the biggest name, but okay. Oh, wait. What's up, middle biggest name? You're middle biggest.
Did you hear the response that Regis CD got? That guy, that went over.
Yeah. I told you the people might get excited that Regis is here. He's retired now. What else is he going to do?
Not this.
That is true. Not this. But now I've got a goal.
All right?
Yes.
Start tweeting.
I'm going to prove you wrong.
Regis in 2012.
I like
Wait,
it.
Let's be realistic. Regis in 2013, if he's not dead.
Oh, come on. 2014,
if
he dies.
If we're all not dead.
The world's going to end 2013. Hi, I'm doing. Holy shit. Good start. Strong start.
Oh, what?
I'm making fun of myself.
Okay. Very excited to have the three of you here because you're all three former Tournament of Championships competitors.
You don't say.
Yeah, none of you have ever actually won an entire tournament, but you all came fairly close.
I won the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. I consider beating 11 other people to be...
It was pretty amazing, and that got you instant entry into the next Tournament of Championships. So that means that Jimmy and Tony could be fighting for a slot in that.
How many open slots are there in that, Doug?
You'd be an alternate. That's how many... Yeah, there's already so many people.
Then why try today?
Well, I'll tell you why.
What incentive do I have to try?
Because you want to win for somebody in the audience.
No, I'm selfish.
Because you want to get rid of that Regis Philbin CD, because if you lose, I'm going to make you keep it.
I like Regis' voice. He's a terrific crooner.
I love his voice. When he gets together with Tony Bennett, it's like two old guys talking. But
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah. That's the perfect impression. Thanks, guys.
Hey, three guys fighting for an open slot reminds me of college.
Hey!
Anyway.
Get go!
Because I played I Love Movies are hard to get back then.
We had both had alternate punchlines to that one, and we said them at the same time, which nullifies all punchlines.
The ultimate nullifier.
Doug?
You want to the
yes, sir.
Have you commented on this gentleman's house arrest bracelet in his sock there? Has that come up at all? What do we got in there, sir? What is that?
He's got, I think it's like his wallet, maybe.
Is that a tumor? Is that square bulbous tumor?
I think he's got a wallet, or he's one of those guys that's like a deck of cards, and he's always trying to do magic tricks.
What do you got in there, sir?
He's
walk us
like,
through
what's
it.
Up, ladies?
What do you got? Hang on.
Whatever
what
it is. I'm
is
sure
it a
it has
camera?
Nothing to do with movies.
It is a camera.
It's a camera.
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess camera.
Confirmed camera.
I think it's a phone.
He could make
I've just been told it's
that.
A phone.
Phone confirmed.
Sir, what is it?
Ah,
oh, damn it.
This just in, his sock. All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's talk movies.
The construction
really?
Of a joke.
Really? It had the...
You said something like, give us the update, and I said, this just in.
Oh, we got it. Yeah.
Oh, I love okay. it.
The professionals are questioning
I
it.
I thought you were saying it didn't make sense. To get a spot in the next, to get an alternate spot, you need to not only get a movie right in negative names today, but then also win the entire game. So Scott is really going to be sitting here trying to keep you guys
just from doing that,
from participating.
Because I'm already in, so I have no stakes here.
No, your stakes are that you hate to lose at this game.
That is true.
Okay,
that's
good.
All I
good. I didn't, need to, I didn't need to go to more.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you guys are all very competitive, and that's what I like about you. That's the new criteria for return guest on Douglas Movies.
I'm gonna say print that lineup now. Because I'm not going to be on that thing. I don't see me winning here. That's
You're
a lot.
You're good at this game, Jimmy.
I don't need a pep talk. I'm saying that that's a lot of hoops to jump through in order to, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but
we'll anybody could do it.
We'll see you at the end,
Thaxton.
We'll figure it out. We'll find out at the end. Speaking of Thaxton, Tony Thaxton, drummer for Motion City Soundtrack. You guys,
thank you.
Brought a copy of one of their CDs. My Dinosaur Life, and they all saw all the dudes signed it. There's like five dudes on there, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. And I noticed that I went to either IMDb or somewhere. I did some research and found that you guys have a song over the end credits. Oh, maybe you tweeted about it. That was it.
Oh,
you right. tweeted about it. You have a song at the end of Chris Tucker Must Die?
John Tucker Must Die.
Why do you have
on.
To quibble?
Don't
why
fuck
can't,
up the classics.
Why can't a guy dream? I'm the Norm Cosby of movie podcasters.
This guy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm slow. You know what? I'm slow on that. I just got it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Sorry.
It's fun. It's fun to say names wrong on purpose. But that Chris Tucker Must Die movie, or John Tucker, you have a song that plays over the credits?
In credits, yeah.
That's pretty exciting. That's like that's like being in the movie.
Yeah.
It is. It's in the movie.
It is in the movie.
And when it plays on HBO, they you know, they don't squeeze it and run it fast. They mm-hmm. play it. They play it out.
Oh yeah,
squeeze it and run it fast. Sounds like
college.
Remind
me of college. Hey.
I played Doug Loves Movies.
What?
In college. That was my tag from the previous joke. But oh, you didn't yeah. say yours at the same time.
Oh, that's what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You and I are always out of sync. We were never in sync. We were never in five of those young lads. Jimmy Pardo.
Peter Cetera's Glory of Love played over the credits in Karate Kid 2, went to number one. You want to shit on this gentleman? Go ahead and do so. I'm telling you. I'm telling you where that song's heading. Top of the chart.
I love it when Old Man Factoid drops by.
Old Man Factoid, tell us a little more about Vision Quest.
Madonna had a hit on there, played over the end credits, went to number one.
Oh, you don't say.
True story. End credit trivia. .com. We're going to buy that domain tonight. Give it time. Give it till tomorrow, everybody. Don't be assholes and go looking for it tonight. I don't have time. I don't know Photoshop.
Who here tonight is coming or going to the Podcastathon Friday night here in Los Angeles? See, I knew there'd be some folks that are all planning to hang out all night with you
sure.
over at the Acme Comedy Theater.
That's
on,
correct, 6 p. to 6 a. And folks that are not going to be there can watch it live online at podcast.com. Raising money for Smile Train.
And or suck a dick.
Nope. Can't see that being the option. Can't see that being the alternative. What should we do tonight? Should we do that podcast? I was thinking about sucking a dick. You know what? You talked me into it. I'm going to go with B.
I think Scott was pointing out is that you could listen to it and suck a dick. Like you could do them both at the same time.
I can't.
And no one would complain. No one would complain. You're the only person that can't listen to the podcast while sucking on a
How
dick.
How does that make you feel? Are you disappointed you can't suck a dick
makes
and
feel
do
real
show
good.
At the same time?
No, makes me feel better than everybody else. I mean,
you are better than everybody else. You're raising money for the Smile Train, a very good organization. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for them.
Thank you.
And Scott Aukerman, now I can't be there the podcast is on. I apologize for that. But I also cannot attend. Scott Aukerman curator of Comedy Bang Bang. You've got a big benefit show coming up in Los Angeles in December?
Yes, and in fact...
The 13th?
December 13th, and this is the first time I will have ever talked about it.
Can you text people about it at
the
same time?
I have the names of people who will be.
You're going to name the whole lineup right here? It's not like a surprise or anything?
It's not a surprise.
It's got to move some tickets, man.
Got to move some tickets. But,
who's on the podcast-a-thon?
Listen, I'm not comfortable talking about it.
Jimmy's in the rare... you have the great fortune to not have to sell tickets to this. This is more of a broadcast event.
But we sold out the tickets. They sold out in about 12 minutes. So the theater is full. It's only 100 seats. The theater is full. And so we like the guests to be surprised whenever they pop out. It's fun.
Recommend people wear their Lazy Forever jumpsuit pajama things?
Absolutely.
Forever Lazy? Yeah, those things are great.
I don't know what it is, but yes.
There's a thing called Forever Lazy. They've taken, you know, all those things, you know, footy pajamas.
Oh, yeah, put it together. I've seen that.
Put it all together so that you could just be encased in love and die alone.
They could wear that, or they could suck a dick.
Oh, the options as you age just do not... To not get better.
But let's hear it.
This
will be at the Montalban Theater. Tickets are going to go on sale very soon. This is a 1,000 seat theater.
You know what I heard about that theater?
What's that?
That it looks marvelous.
It doesn't. No, it does not.
It's not even the person.
It's not even the right guy.
If you were to say DePlane was flying over it.
The seats there have Corinthian leather. That's what I should have said.
Yeah. And everybody has a smile.
Let me give you an example of the lineup here. We have Patton Oswalt, Sarah Silverman, Kevin Nealon, Mark Maron, Tim Heidecker, Bob Odenkirk, Neil Hamburger, Tom Lennon, Nick Kroll, Paul Scheer, Anthony Jeselnik, David Wayne, David Koechner, Todd Glass, Paul F. Tompkins, Natasha Leggero. That's just half the lineup right there. That'll be December 13th.
Again, I'm so sorry I can't make it. It would have been an awesome show if I could have stopped by to
You're saying that like I didn't invite you.
No, I said I can't make it.
Yeah, but
that sounds like I was invited.
No, but it sounds like when you say that sarcastically, anything you say like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I can't make it."
Yeah, the joke was that's a fucking fantastic lineup, and my bullshit would add literally nothing. I was insulting myself.
Well, I'd like you to be a little more clear about your insults to yourself.
Jimmy's bad at insulting himself. We're all so bad at it.
Can I tell you this? Survivor's Eye of the Tiger ran over the credits of Rocky III.
Oh, boy.
To the top! Rise it up!
OFT.
Back on the street.
Factoid. OFT. All right, so I have questions about movies for you guys, if we could slip some talk about that into the show. People love that. Have you seen any lately? Let's start with Tony.
I've seen a few. I saw the Being Elmo documentary, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
It's not easy being Elmo. What's it called?
Being Elmo.
Being Elmo.
About the guy that performs Elmo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an international sign for Elmo.
It's an African-American gentleman.
It is.
As I understand it. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
Yeah. No, I did not.
Take that away from Oliver as soon as you can.
You got that right.
No more Elmo for Ollie. And it's a good movie, though, right?
It's entertaining. It's great. I really, it's just, you know, it's kind of a heartwarming story. And it I'll be honest, made me tear up a couple of times also.
Right, because children that are probably dying get visited by Elmo.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there is a
brutal
scene in there. And it's
and that
it's
black guy
rusty.
Shows up and scares everybody. I just made myself laugh. I couldn't even keep the straight face I wanted to.
Yeah, you almost committed to that.
I broke.
Yeah.
I apologize. There's nothing what you were saying, Tony. I wanted to get that racist joke in there. I didn't want that to be missed.
Jimmy, have you been to the movies? I know you...
I saw a double feature on Saturday, Doug.
No way.
Yep. I went
you
to see
did a little theater skip?
No, I paid for both.
Ooh.
I'm a gentleman.
Both.
Yep. It was in a theater that I was one of four people in both showings, so they would have seen me going in and out.
So Jack and Jill.
That's right. That's A. Yeah. Who does he owe money to? Why? He plays both roles.
What?
Yes.
I heard Rob Delaney on Twitter saying he's trying to get with Jill. He wants to fuck her. Anyway.
I saw Margin Call, a Kevin Spacey vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all right.
And I saw, I get this name wrong each time, Martha, Marcy May, Marlene. Saw that.
I think you actually said it right, too.
Outstanding.
It's good?
This rather pin could drop. That's how excited they are about my review on this.
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you like it?
I thought it was good. I mean, it's a thriller. I thought it was going to be a drama. It is a drama, but it's more of a thriller. I was not expecting that. Does that make sense?
Not expecting it's one thing, but then so then you weren't prepared for what it was.
I was ready.
You couldn't handle it.
I was ready for an emotional catharsis.
Yeah, I kind of was too. I kind of thought it was going to be something like that. It's more of just scary.
Yeah, a little bit scary.
A little creepy.
Creepy.
Like
maybe
Last Exorcism kind of thing.
No, not even that. It's just kind of.
I like that movie.
It's interesting. Yeah. I definitely thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it. And that young lady did a terrific job.
Sure.
That Olsen gal.
Nellie Olsen from Little House on the Prairie.
She's really grown up.
The third Olsen. So what about, Scott, we talk about movies frequently off mic.
Off and on mic.
Yeah, and your top movie, has it changed? Your favorite of the year, has it changed in the last week or so?
I'm really into The Descendants.
I saw that and enjoyed it.
But Bridesmaids, I think, is maybe my top movie of the year so far.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoy that. I did see J. Edgar the other day, and it is J-ust horrible. I tell you, it you do not have time to laugh at his ridiculous accent before the terrible old age makeup pops up in front of your eyes.
Yeah, I don't know about the old age makeup. I don't even like it in a Katy Perry video.
Not even then. Todd Levin, who you know, had a great line on Twitter about it, which was old age makeup for J. Edgar provided by Halloween headquarters.
Yeah.
It is so ridiculous. I mean,
like he should instead of being in a movie, he should just jump out in the middle of a maze, like a Halloween maze.
Hello, Shani. It's like a Carol Burnett sketch the entire time. It really is.
I've heard some people saying good things about it, so I'm gonna still check it out. But
kick them in the dick. It is terrible.
Well, when my mom tells me something's good, I generally don't kick her in the dick. Very rude response. So you haven't seen Young Adult yet?
No, I saw it the other night, yeah.
Oh, you did. So that didn't vault into your top movies?
I tell you, one thing I feel like they missed is Charlize Theron. Okay, it's called Young Adult because she's a writer of young adult books.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing they missed, it has a double meaning because she actually is not very mature in the movie. They totally missed that. They never, like...
You think they weren't aware of that?
No! Not at all. It's crazy. Like, I hope they address that at some point.
So confusing.
Physical was played over the credits of Perfect. Let's Get Physical by Olivia Newton-John. That went to number one.
There was a dude, I can't remember his name now, in the last UFC fights, he came out to Let's Get Physical and had like a rubber band jump ropey kind of thing and was dancing around and acting all silly, and then he was fucking knocked out in the first round.
It's hard to remember someone's names when your pants are around your ankles and you're in a hotel room jerking off furiously.
You were right about the pants around the ankles, but I was at the fights. I wasn't in a hotel room. That'd be creepy. When you're at the fights, that's what you paid for, is to be able to jerk off while you watch it. But one more thing I want to ask Scott before we get into
What was your best of? You never
the meat of the. Oh, I don't have a. You mean best of?
You
like
don't see
Oscar
movies in that
contender
way.
Contender your best of?
No, I just like favorite movie of the year.
Well, the movie I had the most fun at and will watch again and again is probably Super. And then
Super 8.
A few people.
I forgot.
Let me finish. Hold the applause until the entire title. Super. Yeah, I enjoyed like the first half or two-thirds of Super 8 is one of the best films of the year, but I don't like what happens near the end. And
all the kids get raped. If you haven't seen it repeatedly.
It's the weirdest. It's the weirdest plot twist because it's such a sweet movie up until that point. And the alien just watches. He has nothing. You're like, at least you could do is tell you whoever your leader is, you know.
He's got no dog in this hunt.
But Scott, I wanted to ask you about.
Please do.
Are you excited that Titanic is coming back?
So. Excited.
It's coming back in 3D. Yeah, that's the next April, but it's going to give you a chance to bring back your fantastic joke about that movie that I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh shit, I don't remember. Whisper in my ear.
Oh, here, look. So are you excited that it's in 3D this time around?
I will say that Kate Winslet put the tit in Titanic. Why did I say that? I don't remember it.
Have you been? You said it like when Titanic came out.
13 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. Have we known each other that long?
You in passing conversation?
Have we known each other that long?
Have we known each other that long? What?
13 years?
We've known each other 16 years.
Yeah, okay.
By my count.
So 3 years in, you said that. And I've been clinging to it, hoping for a 3D re-release.
Titanic trivia. That Celine Dion song played over the end credits. True story. Went to number one. You guys want to look this up? Google it.
No, the end titles of Def. It was Def Leppard at the end of Titanic.
No, you didn't see the right movie.
I saw the wrong Titanic. Okay, shall we play a game? It's called the Leonard Maltin game.
I'd rather not. I'd rather not play. Yeah?
You guys got name tags?
I recuse myself.
Jordan didn't even bring his baseball because he knows it's a, he, yeah, but it also, you wouldn't get to be picked anyway. There's a Sarah Bueller's day off. Is your last name Bueller?
Yes.
Holy shit. That's pretty good. And then Jordan with the boxing glove. The Frisbee, how do I pronounce that?
Kala.
And you've played, someone's played for you before, right? But they didn't win? Okay. Honor system.
Is this guy's name Gizmo? What's happening?
Oh my shit.
What?
There is a giant gizmo-headed dude in the audience. That's what they should have worn in the town when they were robbing the bank.
Can I ask a question? I know what happens when effective. You pour water on you, but what if you pee on you?
Because Scott wants to pee on you after midnight. But you'll grab a snack first. He'll buy. Yeah, go get your name tags, guys. Go pick whoever you want to play for and take it from them. Bring it back here to the stage. Yes. Sarah Bueller got picked. The weird. What does that have to do with your name? Is your name Gizmo? Don't shake your head like yes.
Birth name.
What I notice whenever I play this, that people don't pick the gals all that often. They always go with the guy. So I chose Sarah.
Okay. Sarah Bueller's day off?
Yeah, her last name's Bueller.
What's your actual name, Gizmo guy? Anthony. Okay.
And you went with the...
We can remember that because your name is Anthony.
It's actually... I'm actually a birth Tony.
Birth Tony?
Birth
what?
Tony.
And it's T-O-N-E with a high
exactly.
Dash over the...
Yes.
Wow, this is... It's the cutest, creepiest thing I've ever seen that Scott managed to find.
I just pulled out my penis.
What I assume is a Snuggles teddy bear puppet with a V for Vendetta mask on it. Look at that shit.
Look at that tiny little mask.
Why aren't you down on Wall Street right now? I thought so. The V for Vendetta guy wasn't much of a talker. He actually gave speeches, right, in that movie? Like political
beautiful
speeches?
Beautiful, florid speeches.
But yeah, and John, where's John at? John did
He's
go with
He's up top
the,
right up there.
Okay, John did go with the 99% loves Doug Loves Movies is the sign that this little creepy bear is holding. That is really disturbing looking. All right, we'll put that next to Gizmo.
By the way.
Oh, and he can blow himself also. Which comes in handy when you're occupying Wall Street, because you get bored.
You got to make the time go.
Yeah, you got to make the time pass. And pepper spray is a great lubricant. So
nailed it.
One thing about the Occupy Wall Street. Hey guys, take a bath or something. You know what I mean? I mean, I know that we're like
Occupy bathtub.
Yeah. How about that for like one day out of the month? Seriously. I mean, God,
you haven't
you
been, so you have no idea what it smells like.
Right? I don't even know what we're talking about, honestly.
That's fair.
It really is. That's,
you're talking about that movie with Charlie balanced. Sheen, right?
What was in the end credits?
Oh, the Wall Street?
Yeah.
End credits? I can't answer
Wall
that.
Wall Street! They're all coming down! The walls onto the street.
Wall Street!
Money never sleeps! That's where they got the idea for the sequel, was the song at the end of... Okay.
I don't know the answer. That did not have a soundtrack. That did not, the Wall Street did not have a terrific soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm the soundtrack guy all of a sudden.
Really, OMF? Old Man Factoid?
That's right.
All right, Jimmy, since you think you have no chance tonight, we'll start...
Oh, I got a chance,
we'll
friend.
Start with you. And we'll finish it with you. And since you're a soundtrack expert... That helps me to decide on what the first category option is. You've got three choices.
I'm ready to go.
After you select,
I'm playing for Sarah.
After you select for on behalf of Sarah, we'll go to Scott and then to Tony, birth name Tony. Weezer on the soundtrack. It's motion pictures where Weezer is on the soundtrack. I don't know if they're in Chris Tucker Must Die, but they might be. At Kronberg on Twitter suggested that time of the movie, which is period films.
Are we talking about films where chicks get their periods, or?
Because that's what they're called, yes. I love all the great period films, like Carrie. Carrie was one of the great period films, and I believe I'm at a loss for a second period film.
There haven't been a lot under of under really
that, under
good
that
ones.
Definition, there's pretty much only the one.
Or
Tootsie Pops.
Run.
That's movies where Dustin Hoffman is plays someone's father. Tootsie Pops. Which one would you like, Jimmy?
I go Tootsie Pops.
He's going Tootsie Pops. All right. This movie's from 1989.
Love it.
2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. It says that Hoffman plays a father who is estranged, which I believe means no longer around the child. And then he says, Leonard says, this movie is worth seeing for three terrific performances.
Who are the other two besides Hoffman?
Those would be determined later.
I see.
But nice try.
Yeah.
I bet you're great at Simon Says. 2.5 stars. 1989.
89, huh?
Hoffman plays an estranged father, and there are three leads that are quite terrific.
That's what I hear.
And there are eight names listed. I assume those three will be in there somewhere, probably possibly even in the top three.
But you start at the bottom.
That's right. So how many names do you think you need, Jimmy?
Five.
Five. Strong, bold opening bid coming over to Scott Aukerman.
Fuck, I know everything. I've seen this movie. I know everything but the name. So with that in mind, I'm going to have to say four.
Wow, that seems to give Tony an easy decision.
That's what I was thinking.
Unless you're some bluffing? Sort of liar.
It could be a bluffing.
Yeah, I'm going to say name that movie.
Interesting, yeah. Name that movie.
Let me hear the names.
Do you still not know what it's called?
I mean, I know it's one word, a pluralized word. I can guess.
Okay, Ian, you get...
I get four.
Four names.
All right.
Deborah Rush, Bill McCutcheon, Victoria Jackson, and Janet Carroll. I said them quickly because they're probably of no help.
Yeah, they're no help. It's, fuck. It's not.
Yeah, break it down. What movies is it not?
It's something
get
like
the list out.
It's something like Thieves or Robbers, but I'm trying to know exactly what it. It's because it's Sean Connery and Dustin Hoffman.
He said Victoria Jackson. Clearly UHF.
It's
Jackson.
Yeah, she was in this.
I swear to God, I thought you said Virginia Madsen.
It could be Virginia Madsen for all anybody really cares. I mean, you didn't get into the meat of it with those names that you got.
Sean Connery plays Dustin Hoffman's father, even though he's only like 8 years
old. If the game were to describe everything about it but the title, you would kick ass. But I'm going to need
it. Can we change this game?
I'm going to need an answer.
It's not Steelers. The Iron Curtain.
It's not Packers. It's not Dolphins.
I'm going to have to say Thieves because it's the only thing I can think of.
That's, you know, it does have an S in the end and another S, and it's also got Matthew Broderick, and it's about they're three thieves. It's
the grandfather,
they're
the father.
Thieve robbers. Yeah. They're thieves, robbers, and since they do it together,
fathers.
That makes what they do a family business.
Oh.
Family business. But congratulations on knowing more about it than probably anyone in this room.
I can even tell you where I saw it.
Except for the title. Please tell us where you saw it.
I saw it at the Alondra Theater in Alondra, California.
One thing that
a lot of people... I can tell you where I saw any movie I've ever seen. But what's weird about that talent is no one cares.
Do you know that played on the end credits, though?
Yeah. Where did you see Con Air?
Con Air. I saw that in Azusa, California.
Cinerama Dome with me, idiot!
No, I dressed up for that at Cinerama Dome. I wore a prison outfit.
Yeah.
With me, idiot.
Okay, here we go. Continuing the game. Tony Thaxton gets a point, everybody. We'll start with Jimmy. Start with Jimmy again. Then
how you doing, buddy?
Then go to Tony. So you get to pick another category. Would you like at Starvin, no G, Starvin on Twitter suggested same first name. That's a movie where the main character in the movie has also got the same first name as the actor or actress who plays that character. Or it's Scarlett Johansson's birthday today. Yeah. Another category. No, that's a category. Scarlett Johansson movies. Or... this is an exciting category I just came up with today because I saw a copy of Entertainment Weekly has a whole article about big stars' worst movies. So this would be the worst movie, according to Entertainment Weekly, of one particular big star.
I like that category, but I'm going to go with that name one.
You like the same first name?
I do.
Okay, here
I
we
think
go.
That sounds fun.
1980.
I'm going to switch it to that
is
other
the
one.
The year... two stars from Leonard Maltin, which a lot of people would disagree with.
The other way?
Yeah, a lot of people give it more. He says it's intriguing but ineffectual from 1980, and he also says that
1980.
It goes on forever.
Long movie.
Goes on forever, 1980, two stars, intriguing but ineffectual, and there are seven names. How many names do you think you get it in? Jimmy Pardo of the Pardcastathon Friday night, streaming live at
Pardcast.com.
There you go.
Pardcast.com.
What do you think? How many names do you need out of seven?
The movie is the, if I can understand the category, the title of the movie has the same, is the first name of the man that stars in the movie, or lady?
No, it's not in the title at all.
The character.
There's a chance I don't know what this category is.
The main character.
Ah,
the
fuck.
Main character has the same name as the lead actor or actress who plays.
Oh,
so for instance, if Jean-Claude Van Damme were in this movie, he would play a character called Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Just the first name is all we need.
Okay.
Which part's the first name? Jean-Claude
Jean
or just
Jean-Claude?
Jean?
I'm not sure.
Is Claude part of his last name?
I'm going to
apologize. Mr. Claude Van Damme. Your table is ready.
My dinner was Jean-Claude.
How many out of seven?
Considering that I didn't understand this until this very moment.
No, you did not. This category is a loser.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I apologize.
I think whether you understand it or not, it's a tough category.
Well, I made an error. I admit the error. I apologize to my fellow panelists. I'll go with seven.
Smart opening bit. Now we move to Tony.
Six.
Six, he says.
Tony, name that movie!
All right, Tony already has a point.
If he gets this, he wins.
Yeah.
I'm confident.
I'm confident in you.
All right. I'm confident in Tony. If anybody wants to try to play some side bets. He gets six out of seven names.
Sure.
1980.
That is some bold
Tony
play.
Was one
You're
year
not
old.
Sitting next
two.
To TJ Miller.
You were
Tony,
two years
when
old?
When were you born, Tony?
1978. 1978 buffs in the crowd.
Yeah, and you started going to movies when you were two-ish, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you've seen this. all right, two stars, 1980, intriguing but ineffectual.
Wait, is this Empire Strikes Back?
The film goes on
was
forever.
Han Solo in this?
Han Solo as himself.
That's why he got the part. His name was Han.
I apologize to everybody.
Jason,
I hate myself more than I've ever hated myself in my entire
There's
life.
There's no clues for this.
I fucked up.
Letterman says it might be good. Name the movie.
Let me see. Let me see Sarah's name tag, Jimmy. Pass that down here for a second.
Oh, you're more, yeah. Let me take it.
Let me see that.
Yeah, you got it.
I think, okay, I just wanted to see if she wrote a shithead on the back. She didn't.
I don't think
we're
going
to have to get her to come over and write one down. No, I'm not worried about Gizmo.
Wait, you think he's going to get it from this?
And Sarah, John will have to come down and write one down, too.
No, John wrote one on the popsicle stick.
You think he's getting it from this, Doug? Is that what you're trying to say?
Okay. What's that?
You think he's getting it from this?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do? Six names?
Yeah, I do. 1980? This is a lot of names.
And it's the lead plays someone. It's not just anyone in the movie. It's the lead, right?
The lead's Madonna.
Yeah. My advice is just walk away from every clue you've heard except for these six names you're about to hear. Ann Jackson, Joe Turkel, Barry Nelson. Now, please don't yell it out, you guys, because you're all going to know it starting now.
That's pressure.
Scatman Crothers. Danny Lloyd and Shelley Duvall. What do you think it is?
The Shining.
That's correct. Tony Thaxton is our winner.
Yeah, but okay. This category
in
sucks.
In your defense,
this
it's
category
a sucky
sucks
category.
Because if you had gotten those clues and it was anyone below Scatman,
well, I'm
you're
a huge Scatman fan. So
well, that's why the strategy in the bidding. You're right. Like below Scatman, people might not have gotten it. I might have gotten it off of Barry Nelson because it was odd that he was in a movie after kind of not being in stuff for a while, and he was the very first James Bond in a TV version. But probably not. I probably wouldn't have rang any bells.
Tell you what, double or nothing, let's go to three.
Here we go.
Double
what
or nothing.
What does that even mean?
Tell you what.
I don't have twice the prizes for...
Tell you what. I'll give up my seat.
What does that mean?
I'm going to win this. Or I give
You're
up...
You're already 2 points in the hole. It would take forever.
Fuck it.
What are you doing? What are you proposing?
I'll give up my seat.
In the finals?
In the finals to this guy. Because he didn't win. He didn't win a seat in the finals.
Who didn't? Tony didn't win one?
No.
No, he's not in the next tournament of championships.
Was in the last
so double or nothing, meaning if he wins, he gets my seat.
But does Jimmy get a play also?
No, fuck Jimmy.
Well, in that case, I'd like to present a $500 check to Jimmy for his podcast-a-thon on Friday night. Get the ball rolling. I gotta write a name on here. But let's get the ball rolling with the $500 donation. And then Scott, again, I'm sorry I can't make it to your thing.
That's all right.
Did you also bring your $501 check?
No, also it's for the LA Food Bank, and I am matching that as well for another $500 to the LA Food Bank.
Thank you so much, Doug Benson. Can we get a picture?
Can we get
of
a picture of us holding the big huge check? Just grab a shot of that. Okay, good. We got a lot of shots of it. Great.
Thank you. No, tell you, okay, let's lay down some ground rules. Okay,
all
mano
right,
a mano.
Since Comedy Bang Bang is your show, I'm always rushing at this point to wrap it up because out of respect to your show.
We're
starting
fine. I just got
time.
A cancellation while I was...
Okay, so one of the great people that was supposed to be here tonight isn't going to be here. To make up for it, we're going to drag this game out.
And I'm really not participating?
Fuck you, man. Get out of here. No, you can root me on.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, Sarah's name tag.
Let's be clear. That's a piece of paper. Everybody just acted like I punched her in the mouth. What the fuck was going to happen? She can print another one and has a marker probably, everybody.
Tell you what we do. We play another round to two, and with the three of us, and whoever gets to two gets my seat.
So, Jimmy, you're in it.
I'm in.
You're
Sarah,
in it.
Sarah.
What do you say? But we start at zero.
Yeah, get that crinkled up name tag back.
Does Gizmo still get the prize, or is the prize moving on?
Oh, yeah,
on
Gizmo
as well?
Won this stuff. That's a done deal.
Looking out for Gizmo.
And so, and these two get to, John and Sarah get to pick a shithead for the end of the show.
Quick anecdote, and this is not music related, that I Hate Jimmy Pardo bumper sticker, Doug. You were on the telephone with me when I came up with that idea to make the I Hate Jimmy Pardo bumper stickers.
Because I said that? Or?
No, I did. I was working in Houston, Texas, and you were going to be at the club the week after me.
Right.
And you said, how are the shows going? I go, yeah, they're going all right. I mean, they don't really like, I should be selling I Hate Jimmy Pardo bumper stickers. And then you laughed and went, that's a good idea. And I went, yeah, that is a good idea.
I had no idea.
Horrible idea.
How many of those have you eaten over?
I made 1,000 of them. I sold them for $2 for a week, and then $1 thereafter, after every show, and I have about 900 left. Made those in 1995.
But I love that there's 100 people driving around, probably building up world hatred for Jimmy Pardo.
My mother saw one the other day and was like, wow, somebody really hates you.
You didn't tell your mother about
some
it.
Some guy made his own bumper sticker.
Yeah, somebody hates you so badly.
Where's John with the delightful puppet?
No, he's on the back of this.
What? Yeah, oh, yeah, you're on the stick. Got it.
I have to confess I was barely paying attention during the game because I was dealing with the dropout I had, and then I got a weird email. So mm-hmm. I would love to concentrate on
that. Oh, that's part of why you didn't do well?
That and my own ineptitude for not remembering.
You really hate losing.
I'm saying
you hate it so much that you ask everybody to keep the game going.
These guys don't mind.
Yeah,
right?
Let's do it. I'm into it. So if Scott loses to either of these two gentlemen in another round of the game to 2 points, they will get your spot.
Yeah.
And you have a definite spot. You weren't an alternate. You're definitely
I have a spot because even in the last tournament of champions, I qualified.
Yeah, you're constantly qualifying. You're always qualifying. Your mistakes are always being qualified. Huh? Doug, do you really mean that?
A little bit.
Kind of. All right, so since this was your idea, we'll let you start.
Love it.
And then we'll go to Tony and then to Jimmy. Would you like, which one of these categories would you enjoy? Would you like Edgar Wright Hasn't Seen It, which is films that Edgar Wright has not seen? And there's some clues. If you notice, the New Beverly recently announced which movies he's showing. It's the Festival of Movies Edgar's Never Seen, December 9th through the 16th. And on Thursday, December 15th, I'm going to be co-hosting it with him. So
is this part of those movies?
Come down to the New Beverly.
Or this is just in general? And
this is a movie he hasn't seen.
Okay.
So that's not the greatest category in terms of making you feel confident, because he could have not seen anything. It's movies he hasn't seen. Mm-hmm. You don't know him that well.
Sure.
You probably wouldn't know which movies I haven't seen.
I can take a stab at it.
Because you probably weren't sitting next to me. Okay.
That sounds romantic.
We've seen a lot of movies together was my point, and there's always an extra seat in between us.
You probably weren't sitting next to me.
King of Pancakes. And I'm always going to give King of Pancakes credit for this one because this is a great category. Number one movie at the box office domestic 1 year, 10 years ago today. Let's go with 10 years ago today. So you've got Edgar Hasn't Seen It, 10 years ago today, or for your third option, I got to go back to a category that's already been covered. So let's pick the Scarlett Johansson. So would you like Scarlett, 10 years ago today, or Edgar's Never Seen It?
I'm going to go 10 years ago today, in the shadow of 9/11. America's ready to... Uh-huh.
Now, again, a stronger competitor wouldn't remind people of exactly the...
I think we can all figure
events.
It out.
We all know what happened 10 years ago.
I wouldn't jump to that. I wouldn't necessarily think this...
Really?
This film came out in the shadow
of... Well, actually... He said 1980 earlier. I said I was 2, and then Scott asked, "What year were you born?" So,
I wasn't listening to you.
Yeah, he was on his
phone.
He was on his phone dealing with the cancellation. Tell us who canceled.
Rita Rudner.
Chelsea Peretti may have canceled. I'm just trying to figure out
may
exactly
have.
What's going on.
All right. I'm sure you'll figure something out, and this is the best time to do it.
Sure. Go ahead.
After getting us to continue the game. Listen, I want to keep playing and keep ignoring what's happening.
10 years ago. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. 2.5 stars. 2001 is the year.
It was number one at the box office this week?
To this very day.
10 years ago.
It was a different day of the week, I believe.
It was a different world back
but,
then.
But, yeah.
The whole world
a lot
was
of Americans
up.
Were reconsidering their place in the worldview.
Sure.
I know it. I don't know.
So, here are some of the things that Leonard says about this movie. He says that it winds up being overlong and bombastic.
Oh, boy.
And that it was known outside the U.S. by another title.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, those are some fantastic clues. Fantastically confusing clues. And you have 17 names?
17 names.
18 Ooh. Names. 18 names. Sorry.
18, wow.
18. 18 names.
I'll name it in 10.
All right. Now we go to Tony, who says...
7.
7's a good bid on out of 18 names. Should be able to do something with that. Jimmy Pardo?
6.
Strong 6, strong.
Jimmy.
Yes, sir?
Name that movie!
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, we'll see. I'm gonna need the, you know, this is Jeopardy style. I need the correct title.
These are the bot.
Okay. You can't go with the title that it's known by elsewhere. 2.5 stars.
Yeah.
Bombastic, overlong, called something else outside the U.S.
Okay.
And your 6 names.
Yeah, out of 18.
Yeah, people in this room are definitely gonna know it.
They will.
Yes. Whether you're
well,
one of those
people to ask.
Is the question. David Bradley, no. Zoe Wanamaker, Julie Walters, Warwick Davis, Tom
Warwick.
Felton. What did I say? Warwick?
You said Warwick. It's Warwick.
But with a W in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. I can agree with that then. As long as you were trying to act like there was no W in the middle of Warwick.
Oh, there's a W in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Felton. Am I pronouncing that right? Or is it Felwaton? And Sean Biggerstaff. Those are your 6 names. Jimmy's making a face like he's not going to come up with this. Should make it a very hollow victory for Scott Aukerman.
Is it a Harry Potter?
Be more specific.
Fuck. Seriously? Harry
yeah.
Potter and the Temple of Doom.
I love when they pull Harry Potter's heart out of his chest.
Calimar Subtide. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Hat.
He doesn't get more than that. Come on. He doesn't get more guesses.
No, yeah, you'd have to come up with it quicker. But that sure was fun watching
you. Sorcerer's Stone? Sorcerer's Soup.
It is Sorcerer's Stone, but it took too long.
Is it really?
Yeah. He had too many guesses.
No, you can't have him go Sorcerer's Hat and everyone go, ooh, so close.
Yeah, that doesn't happen on Jeopardy.
Oh,
I tried. I got an Alex Trebek curve this shit.
I'm impressed with myself that I knew that, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, we're all
You
we're
have
all
a four-year-old
very...
child.
He doesn't watch that.
What does he watch?
Not that.
Yeah.
We watched
around,
that,
around 2001. His kid was probably watching World Trade Center because he was show some respect. That movie didn't come out that fast.
Damn it! Damn
this
it!
Was
damn
the first,
it!
This was the first movie when you were talking about the 9/11. This was sort of the first movie that people went to in droves, and one could argue that it was because we needed escapist fare.
It was horrible.
I went no to matter how shitty it was.
Horrible.
What's that?
I went to it in a van. I didn't go in a drove.
Damn it, damn it, damn it!
I saw it at the Not the Village Theater in Westwood Village.
You don't say.
Yeah, well, I'm just playing the I know every place I've seen a movie game that you started earlier. Okay, so that means, Scott Aukerman, you're on the board with 1 point.
No one's rooting for me. No one's rooting for me. I need. All I want is to actually play. Let's play.
That's the best way to actually play, is to play. So let's see, that was between Scott.
I walked out of that
Jimmy.
Movie.
What?
I walked out of it. Man's Chinese Six, had enough, walked out. That's the one with the chess thing, right? There's a chess thing going on in that
sure.
movie?
Sure.
Yeah, walked out.
I didn't care for that one or the next one so much, but then I grew into it.
Is that right?
And I,
third
I,
one's a masterpiece.
I like it.
You love it.
Yeah, the third one's really
amazing.
Good, yeah.
Then they all
and then the very last one's
I'll good. Revisit.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay, so Tony, we'll start with you, and then we will go to Scott, because he challenged Jimmy last time around. I'll throw in an interesting category for you, because you guys are all skilled players. My good friend Asparagus P, a.k.a. Asparagusp, suggested this, and I've been running with it ever since, a category called Zero Names. That's where if you pick this category, you get to go first. I read the entire review, and your first bid has to be zero names or less. You have to go zero or negative names.
Do we get the year?
Yeah, you get the year, you get everything. But you just don't get any of the names, and then you have to go from there. So it obviously, most of the time, everybody knows what it is, and then it's a game of how many negative names you
get. Who gets the point if you get it wrong?
The person who challenged you. Like if he's, it's still, the bidding still continues from there. It just starts at zero.
I see.
Which way are we going right now? Will Scott be?
We're going at Scott, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so I know.
Just so you know. And then for your other two categories, you can choose between Weezer on the soundtrack and EW's Star's Worst Movies. Which one would you like?
I like all those. I think I'm going to go with the Star's Worst Movie.
Okay. This movie is from 2008. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars. So that wouldn't imply that it's the worst movie.
It was right down the middle.
Star ever made. He says that it's supposed to be a caustic denunciation of commercialism. But the result is formulaic and only intermittently successful.
Damn it.
Caustic denunciation of commercialism, but the result is formulaic and only intermittently successful. 2.5 stars, the year is 2008, and he lists amongst the star who this is their worst movie according to Entertainment Weekly, he lists 12 names. So 12 people at least participated.
Damn.
On camera in this motion picture that was turned out to be somebody's worst.
I'll start at 8.
Starts with 8. Then we come to Scott, who's been dying to play. Here's his chance. Because
caustic, you said?
Caustic.
I'll say 7 names.
Then we come to Jimmy Pardo.
I know the movie. It's the same deal. I don't know I can't pull the title.
It's very caustic.
There was only that one caustic film in 2008. Everybody in the room knows it. I can't. I know. Name it.
How many names did you just give him?
7.
Oh, boy.
7 names.
He handed him the game right
7
now.
Names.
Wow. Do you really want to get into the Tournament Champions this way, Tony? Do you want to go in back door?
Touché.
Is this how you feel? You feel comfortable going in that way? Somebody handing you a seat? Not me.
You have a point.
Yeah, drag him down with you. Would you like the clues again, Mr. Aukerman?
Caustic denunciation of consumer culture?
Damn it. Caustic denunciation of consumerism. Commercial.
Can I have your pen?
Lazyisms.
I'm going to write this down, what I think the title is.
What are you going to write it on?
Sarah, is that okay?
Why do you keep trashing her art? Okay, he's going to write down a guess just to impress us all that he.
Only because I want to know if I would have gotten it right.
Well, you will know, and we could have trusted you, but I'm glad you wrote it down. 2.5 stars, caustic, denunciation of commercialism, and the result is formulaic and only intermittently successful. And out of 12 names, you get seven. And your seven names are... This is one of the worst films of the star of this movie, or the worst film, according to one magazine. K.D. Aubert? I don't know, because it doesn't have a W in it, so I'm not sure. This one, I'm not sure if you pronounce a W or not. Is it Woody Harrelson or Woody Harrelson? Is it Illy Nelson or Willie Nelson? Is it Sarah Eit or Sarah Wright? Is
Wait,
it
are all these people in this?
Yes. Is it okay. Is it Todd Stashick or Todd Stashwick? Every single fucking name has a W in it. That was fun.
While it lasted.
And Nathan Phillips.
In eternity.
And Nathan Phillips is your last name. So all those people are in it.
You say them again.
Yes. K.D. Aubert, A-U-B-E-R-T. Woody Harrelson. Willie Nelson. Sarah Wright. Todd Stashwick. And Nathan Phillips. Those are your six names. Six names remain.
Those names are a bunch of losers.
I know. Nathan Phillips
I
was like two in
and
four
half
movies.
Who?
Nathan Phillips was in four movies in 2008.
You know Nathan's work?
No.
Yeah,
no, I do
I'm
not.
I'm familiar with Nathan.
Nate Phillips, good man.
Okay, Scott.
Willie Nelson and Woody Harrelson. They got high a lot. What's up?
Oh, I'm just going to go see what Jimmy wrote, because I might as well be doing something while you do that.
I think I'm wrong, but can you read that, all right?
Do you mind
that might not even be the title of a movie.
What the fuck is that?
You know what? I'm just going to guess, because I have no idea. I'm going to say Four Christmases.
No, that's incorrect.
Commercialism, I don't know.
No, that's wrong.
That is my favorite Willie Nelson movie, though.
I have no idea. I never saw it.
I get a point.
Yeah, I think you do, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you said name it, and the movie is called Surfer Dude.
What? Oh, Jesus.
Matthew McConaughey.
How do you choose the worst out of all of his bullshit?
And then Leonard gave it 2.5 stars, so I imagine Leonard thinks failure to launch or something is worse.
This game is rigged. No one would have gotten Surfer Dude had it been a million movies.
Could have used all 12 names. Nobody would have got it.
Yeah. I don't know. Woody Harrelson and Willie Nelson having such bad billing gave away to you that it was a fucking stoner thing. You said that. And
sure.
So that narrows it down to like maybe
and
how
high. And yet the existence
high?
Of a movie named Surfer Dude was the thing I tripped up on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you're not familiar with Surfer Dude, but that was certainly...
What was the name of that Mike Judge movie that Luke Wilson starred in? What was the name of that?
Luke Wilson?
Idiocracy?
That's what you tried to write down?
I wrote down Idiocracy. So I was wrong. That's what I thought it was. It sounds like it could have been.
Yeah, but, you know, if you'll see the article maybe. I don't know if you will, but it's big movie stars. It's not Luke Wilson. No offense. They don't even say Owen Wilson's worst movie, and he's bigger than Luke.
Does it make you uncomfortable that I came here with Luke Wilson tonight? Sitting up top.
No wonder you can't get Idiocracy out of your head.
You won't start talking about it.
All right.
Hey, did you see that?
Yes, Luke. You're trying to suck up to him by suggesting it's the worst film he ever made.
I want people
I'd
to see
go
it.
With Charlie's Angels 2, probably?
No, see Idiocracy. It's horrible.
Idiocracy's got some
I
great stuff
that.
In it.
That's a great movie.
One of us is wrong, guys.
Out of three, yes. Out of the three of us. All right. That was super fun. Who got what?
Jimmy got it.
Jimmy got a point. Scott has a point. Jimmy has a point.
No. I have no points. Or yeah,
no, yeah,
you
have a point.
Have a point. Oh, okay. I'm not even paying attention. All right, let's go.
Let's do this, Tony.
This
what
let's
else is
it.
New? Yeah, we got to wrap this up.
I get one more. I go to the tournament. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm excited to get you into the tournament.
Remember a second ago
the
I was saying I don't want to get
called.
In this way.
Who's this go to?
What happened just now?
I think
Scott didn't get it.
Right. I chose got it wrong. Category.
But he made you name it. Jimmy did. Yeah, so we start with Tony, and then we go to Jimmy.
Okay.
All right. And Tony gets to pick between Scarlett Johansson's birthday or that time of the movie, period films, or Zero Names. The exciting Zero Names.
Yeah, let's go Zero. Let's go for it.
I like it. Big finish. I was just watching this on cable the other day. Super holds up, if you ask me.
Is that the
quote? Tony gets all of the review.
Okay.
2 stars from Leonard. Boo. 1978. 109 minutes. Spoof of early 1960s college life is only sporadically funny. Depends largely on Belushi's mugging as frat house animal. Not nearly as roisterous or amusing as any issue of the Lampoon. So he likes the magazine. But it became a tremendous hit and spawned a number of truly terrible imitations, as well as a short-lived TV series, Delta House. So you could start the bidding at zero names, but let's see how far the bidding can go, because there are 17 names listed.
And Doug, just so I'm clear, so if he says zero,
you can go -1, and -2, and -3.
But if I say -1, is that at the top?
Yes. Yeah.
I give you the star's name.
Yeah, yeah. Top build down.
Okay.
I could probably, if I were involved in this, I might be able to get like to 4 or 5 names in the right order, maybe. But we'll see what Tony's got on his mind.
I'll go -1.
Nice bid. We might have a 3-way tie. Because I don't know if Jimmy has the nerve to go more negative than one.
You have to, Jimmy. Come on.
I'll go -2. -2.
He says -2, Scott.
I'm going to say name that
movie. You cocksucker! You cocksucker!
We're going to find out in 1 second.
Yeah, so all you got to do is, what's the movie called?
What? I got to do that too?
You don't think you know the name of the movie?
Animal House, yes.
Yes, 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 okay. And who is the top billed performer in Animal House? #1?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They named him in the description, I believe.
Scott, why are you helping?
I was doing a little bit there.
Oh, okay, I love
it. Oh, that was a bit?
All right, John Belushi.
Okay. Then who's second billed in Animal House from 1978?
Oh!
For the win.
Boy, I'm so torn.
Oh, so you got some names in mind?
I've got 3 names in mind. Oh!
This is for my spot.
I have a choice. Here's the thing. The one that I think it might be, it might be an and. He's either second billed or it's and this guy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's an interesting way to look at it. Sometimes Leonard will mix it up. He doesn't necessarily go with the...
Jimmy, don't take my spot.
I don't think I'm going to take your spot. I think you're going to hold on to your seat. I'm going to roll the dice with Donald Sutherland. Tim Matheson.
Oh! I love you. Later correct guesses.
Is it Tim Matheson?
Yeah, it was Tim Matheson.
Are you Tony?
Yeah, Tim Matheson, of course, who played Otter, and then
Bruce McGill.
The third is John Vernon, who played the Dean Warmer. Then Verna Bloom, who played Mrs. Dean Warmer.
Sutherland,
Tom Hulse, who was
Amadeus.
What's his name? Amadeus.
He rocked several people.
Cesar De Nova, who played the car dealership mafia guy in the movie.
Bruce McGill.
Peter Riegert, Stephen First. Then you're Donald Sutherland, and Karen Allen, Sarah Holcomb.
Karen Allen's
Bruce
all
McGill.
The way down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a big cast. A lot of people went on to be still known. Mark Metcalf, Niedermeyer, of course, went on to be the maestro on Seinfeld. And, that was exciting, you guys.
Exciting.
Congratulations on very exciting finish. Extra long episode for the listeners who enjoy extra long episodes.
Extra sode. I managed once again to win without ever guessing a movie correctly.
It's beautiful how you do it, and we'll see you again in the next Tournament of Championships. Scott Aukerman, ladies and gentlemen. Big benefit at the Montauban Theater, Los Angeles.
Please
December
come out.
13th.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
LA Food Bank. Tony Thaxton for Motion City Soundtrack. Nice try, buddy.
Thank you. And I'd say for 2 seconds, just to kiss everyone's ass up here, you were nice enough to kind of let me pick this panel, and these are my three favorite hosts of my three favorite podcasts, so thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Very nice of you. Thank you so much.
There's a third host in the room?
As number one, I want to accept that compliment.
Let's see. I already mentioned Edgar Wright screenings at New Beverly. I'm going to do Douglas Movies tapings at Cap City in Austin, Texas this Saturday and Sunday, November 26 and 27, Two Oceans 11 at 420. Jimmy Pardo, Friday night, this Friday. Tonight, if you're listening to this podcast, the day it plops, check out the Pardcastathon at pardcast.com. And all of my tour dates are douglovesmovies.com. Google these guys' names for all their stuff. And as always, Chelsea Handler is a shithead. And the GOP debates is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch the other talk. The eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...